You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, I got to tell you a little story.
Okay.
So the house that we bought is kind of out in the boonies, and I can't really see other properties from my backyard. From the front of the house, you can see a couple of other houses, but in the back, it's just mostly trees, and you can't see anybody else except the people who are kind of next to us. The way their property extends back, you can see the back of their property, not their house or anything. Mm-hmm. And way back in that property, they have set up on this level pad, this like professional trampoline. And we were talking to the neighbor lady about it. And she goes, yeah, my son, who's a high school student, he's in a program, Jeremy, that is, the best way I can describe it is a training program for Cirque du Soleil type of performance.
Oh, that's neat.
So there's only a few programs like that, I guess, around the country where these high school kids have trampolines and they are part of a program that's training kids to be Cirque performers.
Wow.
I thought that's super cool. So when we're out back, occasionally he and one of his buddies from that group will come and they'll get on their trampoline and we're kind of mesmerized because they're like 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, and they're doing their little tricks and stuff.
Wild acrobatic tricks that makes me think I would die if I tried one of these. I mean, I would kill myself on one of these trampolines with what they're
escalated.
Doing. Well, I mean,
is your neck sore at the end of the night from watching these kids?
Bouncing up and down. But it led me to tell a story to Gretchen about my ex, who told me that when she was a kid, they had a trampoline in their backyard, and it was one of those old school ones that's kind of rectangular, and it's got the bouncy stuff and then a metal frame, and between the bouncy stuff and the metal frame all the way around, there were those big giant springs. Mm-hmm. And the springs are about every, 12 inches apart or whatever. And she said when she was a kid, she's jumping on that, doing these flips, as kids will do. And she came down upside down on her head, but off the mat, and her head went down between
a little help.
Two of those springs.
That's hilarious.
Boom! Just the visual of it is hilarious.
Yeah, and like ripping your hair, too, and they get caught in those springs.
Yeah, she said she was all scratched up.
They're death machines, man. We were laughing about this the other day on the show, too, because we were talking about how we've got this spot in my backyard where, like, that would be a perfect trampoline spot for the kids. But our concern then is having the neighbor kids over to get on them. And you basically have to come up with a waiver for your friends, my kids' friends' parents to sign that allows them to get on the trampoline, because if they were to fall off or snap an arm or break an ankle or something, that they basically couldn't sue you because they signed off saying, we're cool with our kids being on your trampoline. Because you hear so many horror stories like that. I know somebody that had one, and they were in gymnastics, so they were like the Cirque guys. They're always doing their flips and tumbles and whatever. But they were standing on the edge of the trampoline just with their little tippy toes on the very edge, and they were going to jump off the trampoline, do a backflip, and land on the ground. Well, they didn't quite judge how far they had to push off. They did the flip and then landed on that metal edge that goes all the way around and knocked their two front teeth out. Funk.
Yeah.
Why do they still make trampolines?
That's a great question.
In this day and age, with all these stories, why do they still make these things?
Yeah, because
not safe at all.
Not every kid is training to be a Cirque du Soleil performer.
No, most you just got your goofy kid out there jumping around.
Most of us are just goofy kids, and we don't know what we're doing, and we hurt ourselves.
And then you get two of them on there, and you got to do that thing where you time the jump, where the one person jumps just before you land, the other person lands, and it gives them that extra boost. Mm-hmm. So they go up even higher, and then the next thing you know, they're like over the fence or something, laying on the ground
in
a pool of their own
driveway.
Blood.
Yeah.
Yes. They're horrible things. They're very dangerous. So I don't think they're going to get
one. I know
one.
They sell the ones now, if they have for years, actually. They have the netting around them.
Yeah, that just gets you. But you can shoot right up and over that netting. Or you get bounced into it, and as you slide down, you get like a rug rope burn across your skin. And
they're not good. What's the goofiest way you hurt yourself as a child? Not even, doesn't have to involve
doesn't
trampling.
Doesn't have to be that?
Anything.
I was trying to think of it. I can't think of one.
I'll tell you
I know. Real quick, I'll give you one. Nicole's got a big scar that goes down one to the front of her legs, and she got that from a Skip-It. You ever heard of Skip-Its?
Oh, yeah.
Skip-It. Skip it, that thing you put on your one leg and you skip
and
it you whiz
around.
It around, and she smashed it into her shin, and when it was coming around, big old gash in her leg, blood everywhere, never to skip it again. It took her down.
The skip it.
What's yours?
Mine was, I think I was in fifth grade, and there was a big hill by our house with a road that went down. So it was a steep hill that this road went down. And I had found up at the top of it an old tire. And I thought, well, this will be fun. I'm going to roll this tire down the hill, but I'm not going to just let it go. I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to just kind of control it as it goes down the hill. I guess I was bringing it home for something. And I'm doing that, and I'm just so enthralled by it, and I'm really only watching mostly the tire, and occasionally I'll glance up, that when I got towards the bottom, what I failed to take into consideration was the storm grate that was there, right in, you know, on the edge of the street, and it comes out about a foot or whatever, and it's a grate, just enough space, as I determined, that a foot can go down in between, going at a rapid speed, breaking your speed as you drop one leg down into the grate of a sewer, and it scraped up like three sides of my leg from my ankle to my knee. All the skin just came right off.
Stop. Stop it. Oh, man.
I just remember limping home, and my mom like, what the hell?
What'd you
do? Blood everywhere.
It was a Pennywise, mama.
And I remember a few hours later going back outside, whatever, and there's the tires still sitting there.
Taunting you.
Because I
Michelin
forgot all about
making eye contact
tire.
With you. Oh, man.
Could we ask listeners quickly for the bizarre, stupid, goofy ways they hurt themselves as kids?
I would love to hear more of these.
I will tell everyone who's on hold right now, there's a possibility we will not be able to get to all of you, but we're going to try our best, so don't hang up. And secondly, in order for us to do that and get as many as we can, we need your stories to be immediate. Like, just tell us what happened with as little setup as possible.
Yeah, how'd you hurt yourself?
All right.
Real quick.
All right, so we can get as many in as we possibly can. Danielle, you are first. What the hell happened?
Good morning. My brother and I, when we were younger, used to fold each other in those hideaway couch beds and try to see who could last the longest without panicking. Well, my brother was folding me in, and I was panicking, but he thought it was just because I was claustrophobic, and it turns out my foot was between the metal rails, and he was slicing it open.
No, no, no! You could have lopped your whole foot off.
The best part is that we were afraid to tell my parents, so we came up with a story that I rocked over it with a rocking chair.
No,
okay,
sure.
Oh, they believed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever hide in the couch again?
No. I'm so scared of them.
Smart move, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Danielle, that is a funny story. Oh, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You
see
too.
You later.
Thank you for being on the show.
What a fun little game.
We're off to a good start. Here's Maggie. Hello, Maggie. What's the story?
Hi, boys. Slumber party, going down the stairs in the sleeping bag. Sleeping bag slips, sends me flying, and I break my wrist on the hardwood floor.
Oh, no!
But it sounds like so much fun to do.
We used to do that with, like, flattened out cardboard boxes. You'd get on them, and you'd slide right down the stairs. Dangerous.
Yeah, it was a blast until my mom said, okay, someone's going to get hurt, and we beg to do it one more time.
Sure enough.
One more time.
Maggie ruined all the fun.
Classic. Maggie, you're the best. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Appreciate that. Who's next? It's Shelly. Hi, Shelly. What was the injury?
Okay, bicycle, skateboard, a rope in between. And you see how fast you can go. And the next thing we knew, I ran over a grate, and I tumbled and fell, and my mom had to scrub gravel out of both my knees.
Oh, Shelly.
But again, it was so much fun at the time.
If it's going well, it's great.
No, it's fine until you hit one of those, you know, those those storm things with the bumps in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shelly, yeah, I'm so glad you called. Fun. Have a great day.
Thank you. Hey, you too. You guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being on the show. I think we're going to get to all of them, I think. Brandy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hey. Hi, Brandy. What happened to you?
So I misjudged how big a trampoline was, and I did a round-off back handspring back tuck, flew into a fence, and slid down it. They were pulling out splinters for a week.
Oh, my gosh, Brandy. See?
I need you to repeat the name of the maneuver again. It was called, say it slower. It was a what?
A round-off back handspring back tuck. I thought I could do all three. On the trampoline, it was not long enough.
It's the back tuck. One. The back tuck threw you off, didn't it?
The back tuck just right into the fence and literally splinters for a week. It was horrible.
Again, another bouncy death disc, the trampoline.
Right. And it was on another a friend's one. Trampoline with that waiver thing. Yeah, you need. My parents didn't do anything, but I'm like, yeah, this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
The back tuck. I'd say you were back tucked up.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Sounds
Have
bad.
A great day, Brandy. We got to run. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Ann and then Cynthia. Ann, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're wonderful. So we need quickly your story of the stupid way you hurt yourself as a kid.
Okay, well, actually, this was my mom, and she was trying out my sister's rollerblades in the driveway and thought she was doing great, goes down the driveway, hits the curb across the street, falls and breaks her wrist, and she was afraid to tell my dad, so we went and got one of her old tennis trophies and put Roller Derby Queen on it. And gave it to her.
Your poor mom.
You know what? I'm glad you called, Ann. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. I will tell you, I had rollerblades for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and I can't even tell you the number of bad tumbles I took, and yet I continue mm-hmm. to get up on them.
They're horrible,
things.
And you feel like you're going to master them.
Oh, how do you stop? The last word is from Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Stupid way you hurt yourself as a kid.
So the best part about mine is I don't remember it. My mom had to tell me about it later, but I was playing tetherball with my brother and ran right into the pole and broke my nose.
Oh, my gosh. How embarrassing for you. It's better that you yeah. don't remember that. That sounds really embarrassing.
A face
exactly.
plant into the pole.
Oh,
that's
my
really
gosh.
Good.
I've never heard yeah. that one with the tetherball. I've always heard the rope burns and stuff like around your wrist or getting hit in the face with the ball, but never a pole injury.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
remember,
bad.
Teddy in fifth grade class, we played tetherball at recess, and he actually had a tooth knocked out.
Oh, Teddy.
Because he went up to block some sort of shot, and the ball was just slammed into his mouth, and it bit his tooth back.
Oh, Teddy.
Well, we can laugh about it now, because mostly it was Teddy, and he had it coming. Cynthia, have a great day.
Thanks. You guys, too.
See you later. Well,
no,
we
it's
asked.
Interesting about those calls.
What's that?
Not a single dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
Isn't that funny? Not a single guy. They were all uh-huh. women who had the stories.
I love that.
Of the dumbest ways they hurt them. Maybe it's just because for guys, it's a given. Everything they do is going to be something stupid.
Pretty much. That trampoline one, though, into the fence. I just have a visual in my mind of that. Just sliding down it like a cartoon.
Is she talking about pulling splinters out forever?
Those are great, guys. Thank you.
You kind of make our day.
Thank you.